Thanks for coming back to another episode of Real Talk with Bob and T. I'm Bob.
And I'm T.
What's going on today, T? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, Bob. How about you?
I'm good.
Gotta be the way you like. How you feeling?
Yeah, I'm good. So what is on your mind today?
Oh, Bob, let me see here. I have a what if.
Talk to me. You always
talk
do.
To me, baby.
Okay.
No, I like music. Of course you know I like
music.
Yeah,
I know.
Right?
I know.
Okay. What if? Say you are in a group of friends. There are four of you in this group.
Mm-hmm.
I would say you all are like best friends. You grew up together, right?
Okay.
I mean, you know, every group, there's different personalities.
Right.
Okay. Out of this group of four, you have the prankster, which is you.
Mm-hmm.
You have the wild one, like the little player or whatever. You have one, the settled down one, who's been in a relationship for about 3-4 years now.
I got you.
You have the nervous one, the one who just is like, no, we can't do that. No, we're not going to light that candle because it may start a fire.
Oh, you killjoy, huh?
I guess that's what you want to call him.
All right.
Now, say the settled down one, the one who's in a long-term relationship, he's about to get married. You know, he tells you guys, hey, you know, I'm finally going to pop the question. We're getting married.
All right.
And he wants you to be the best man.
I got you.
All right, so you know you're like, oh man, you know I got to make this bachelor party like the best bachelor
epic.
Party.
Epic.
Okay, epic.
That's right.
All right. So you want it to be so good that you start planning this bachelor party 6 months before the wedding.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know typically how long it takes a guy to plan a bachelor party. I mean, I see you guys not being so organized. Maybe like y'all do it in 2 weeks.
No.
2 weeks bachelor party.
No, 2 weeks. Okay. But, it, you know, 6 months. Okay. You gave me 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Like I say, you go out of your way to plan the best bachelor party. You rented an Airbnb down in Cabo.
Cabo.
You get 12 guys, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not only just the four of you, but you know, you have friends and he has co-workers and, you know, brothers or whatever. You guys are flying down to Cabo. You're going to kick it from like Thursday to Sunday.
I got you.
All right. So what are you doing in Cabo, Bob?
Huh?
What are you doing in Cabo?
Having a good time.
Mm. Okay. A
good time.
All righty. Now, every day you have something different planned with a different prank involved. Because, like I said, you're the prankster.
Okay.
All right. Of course, no one knows what your pranks are. I'm going to tell you how serious you are about your pranks. You actually have a binder that has, like, your pranks planned out for this whole trip.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Am I that serious?
You are that serious. I mean, you've been pranking since you were, like, in preschool.
Okay.
So, you're the ultimate prankster.
I got you.
All right. So, day one, you know, you fill the hot tub up with freezing water. like later on that day or the next day, you put dirt flavoring in everybody's shots.
What do you think? I'm a little too old for that type of stuff, though.
I would say so, but I guess the prankster, do they ever grow up? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess the pranks get more elaborate as you get older.
Ice cold water in the high tub.
I mean, I don't know.
Wow.
I'm sitting inside tub, you know, y'all. Well, first off, I don't know if guys get in together.
Okay.
But in this scenario, you all did.
All right.
All right.
12 of them?
Not. Oh, I hope it ain't that big. I don't want to see 12 dudes in a hot tub.
Yeah, I don't want to see two.
Oh, okay. There's nothing wrong with you guys being in a hot tub together.
You know, you ask me what I want to see. I don't want to see it, but hey.
Okay, do what whatever. Do. So, anyways, like I said, the next day you're putting the dirt flavoring in everybody's shots. So, here it is. Stripper night.
Yep.
I'm not even gonna ask any questions.
All right.
I'm going with my story.
I'm going.
Okay. So you have the DJ comes to the house, you know, he's playing all the music, you know. Some of which, by the way, you can find on 216 The Blend.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, you know, he's setting the mood, getting everybody, you know, getting the guys into the whole, you know, groove. You're about to see these strippers come through, you know what I'm saying? Y'all having a good time. Can't wait. So maybe say like 10 minutes before the doorbell rings, you blindfold the groom.
Okay.
I don't know if that's what y'all do during bachelor parties, you blindfold each other. Well, no, blindfold the groom.
I'm gonna go with it. I want to be surprised. Yeah, all right. I'm gonna follow.
Oh, Bob, I tell you, we've been doing this for a couple of years, man. You still don't slip.
Go on. So,
you turn the lights off, and the ladies start walking in. You know, he's even playing the R. Kelly, "Let Me Strip for You."
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody getting just like, you know, excited so they can see this dance that's going on.
I got you.
So, you know, like I said, it's dark. Lights are out. You turn the lights on. You unblindfold the groom.
Yeah.
And his mouth literally falls to the floor.
Okay.
So the strippers, they're strippers.
Yeah.
But they're, say they're in their 70s.
What? What kind of party is this?
The geriatric strippers is what they call them.
Oh, no.
You know, one, like, she can't move too good like she used to because her hip. You know what I'm saying? The other one, like, you know, her knee kind of messed up. But
that's part of my prank. So he just tripped. Like, okay, there you go.
Like, you have got to be kidding me.
Okay.
So they do about 19 minutes, 19, 20 minutes.
Okay.
I'm and they leave.
All right.
and then the new strippers come in.
Mm-hmm.
They're more, you know, aged. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to say age appropriate. They're more you all speed.
Right.
Okay. so, you know, one is so hooked on to the groom. You know, they decide to have their own private party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Hold on. What's the private party, though? What happens in, like, the private parties?
I'm just listening to your story. The private party. I don't know what their private party entails.
But enlighten me and enlighten our listeners too, Bob, that have never, you know, had strippers or had private party. Like, what goes on in the private party in the room? What happens?
Well, like I said, I don't know what the private party entails,
mm-hmm.
but their party entails. Well,
you got the giggles today, huh?
But, you know, I'm sure, you know, at a stripper party, they are stripped.
But wouldn't you think they could just do that out in public? Because that's what they're here for. Why take it to a private room?
Again, I don't know what goes on behind those closed doors.
So
I'm not behind.
The thing is, would you stop him, first of all? Because he's getting... Oh.
No, you do whatever you want to do. Yeah, you're a grown man.
You're the best man, though.
I am. And he's a grown man, so he wants to go behind closed doors. Who am I to say, no, you better not. You ain't staying right here.
This is why everybody needs a nervous friend.
What?
So the nervous friend is like, no, I don't think he should be doing that. I don't think he should be going back there. He's about to get married. You know what I'm saying? We don't want anything that's going to disrupt his future.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion. Get you another little jello shot or whatever. And come on back to the party.
So okay, needless to say, you all are not going to let the nervous friend stop whatever goes on in the playroom.
Hey, check this out. I'm thinking, if he's been our friend for so long, we already know what he's about, what he's, you know, how he is. So, no, and he knows how we are. So, no.
Anyways, you know, y'all had a good old time. You know, you can get your shots and strippers and, you know, had their little dance. Y'all had a nice time. Next morning, Playboy is like, you know, cleaning up. You know, this is the other friend that's Playboy.
Yeah.
And he goes into the groom-to-be's room, and he's not there.
Okay.
So, of course, you're like, what would you think?
Where is he? You know, asked to get the fellas together. I asked, hey, have you seen Buzzy Blah since he went to the room? That's the last time I saw him with the stripper.
Right. And one of the guys say, no, but we heard a lot of screams last night. So,
Okay.
And so the nervous guy, he goes into the room, he comes back, and he's like, all I see, he was like, there's blood stains on the floor.
In what room?
In the groom to be room.
Okay.
Of course, now nervous guy's nervous. He's like, I'm about to call the police.
Dude, you need to calm down.
I'm calling the police. Something's not right here. I'm calling the police. This situation, I told y'all, he should have never went in there with them. We're in a foreign country. We don't know what's going on. We can't find him. Okay, now, are you going to call his cell phone? What are you going
to
do?
I'm going to call. I'm going to try to call his cell phone, see if I get an answer.
Okay. Cell phone's ringing.
Yep.
Okay. But you all hear like,
So we hear it.
You somewhere. Hear the cell phone.
Okay.
The cell phone, say, is like under the couch or something.
Okay.
So there's no groom.
And his cell phone is under the couch.
Mm-hmm.
So where is dude at? So, you know, me and the fellas get together and try to come up with a plan of what our next move is.
Okay. So at that point, you get a knock at the door. Knock, 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 knock.
Okay.
Open up the door. It's the police. Nervous got called. He was like, I cannot get caught up in any mess. You know what I'm saying? You all know I have this career going on. I can't get caught up in this. So I had to call the police because we can't solve this ourselves. We don't know where he's at. So at this point, what are you going to do?
And invite the police in.
Okay. And they want to know
I can do.
What happened. Like who are these strippers? So you go, okay, well, I have the numbers. You know, I have the number to the company.
Yeah.
All right. So the Playboy, he calls because at this point they're interrogating you because you were the one who set up the whole bachelor party.
I got you.
So he calls, he gets off the phone, and he's like, now there were 14 strippers that came.
Mm.
Yeah, you dropped some money. But they're saying the stripper company said that they only sent 12.
Mm.
There's a problem.
So 14 girls came.
You only paid for 12.
I only paid for 12. Okay. So where did these other two girls come from?
That's what they're trying to find out.
Or maybe I miscounted because, you know, we were all, you know, maybe sipping a little bit. Maybe my count was a little off.
Okay, that's understandable. So, you know, they pull the security cameras and there were actually 14.
Okay.
But the thing is, like at night, once all that went down, like the cameras went off.
Okay.
So you can't see when he left. If he left, what happened? Nothing.
Okay.
So they're telling you, you know what? We're going to have to hold all of you all here. We're taking passports.
Dude, taking passports. No, man, you ain't taking my
passport. You can't leave. You're not going
That's
anywhere.
That's not cool.
You're not going anywhere. We need to find out. Oh, Fred, you're going to leave your friend?
You're not taking passports. I didn't say I was going anywhere, but you're not taking my ID. That's all a passport is an ID to get you in and out of the
really
country.
You don't know what can happen.
You're not taking my passport.
You can't leave.
Okay. Tell me that.
So, you know, here it is. You know, for one, your plane's supposed to be leaving like in about 6 hours. So who's going to call the fiance to let her know? Or are you just going to wait this out?
First off, I'm going to let the police do their investigation. Hopefully, maybe they can come up with a clue as to where he might be.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not going to, you know, call them and say, hey, we can't find your soon-to-be. Bye. Oh, I ain't about to say that. No, we're going to let the police do what they do first.
Okay. So your nervous friend is sitting over there. He is losing it. You hear him on the phone.
Dude, you need to go have a drink or something, man. You need to calm down.
You hear him on the phone and he's like, we don't know, you know, where is that? We have no idea. You know what I'm saying? And you looking like, who is he talking to?
Right.
You know, and they're like, hang up the phone, hang up the phone, hang up the phone.
Who is they?
The friends.
Okay.
They're like, hang up the phone. So here the police come back in and they're like, you know, the situation is not looking good. You know, come to find out these two extra strippers that came in, they are actually known for robbing and hurting men.
Okay.
So you just like all messed up right now.
That's all bad.
All bad.
Go on.
So, you know, 3 hours later, you know, you're sitting there, you're sweating, you just like losing your mind. And here comes a knock at the door.
Another knock. Are the police still there?
The police are gone.
Police gone.
I ain't staying too long.
Okay.
You know, knock at the door. Here's your boy.
Okay.
You know, and here are the two girls. And everybody said, now this prank is on you. They pranked you because you're like the ultimate prankster. But what they did was they canceled out the strippers that you had. The Playboy ended up hiring more strippers. Got another company. The police were actors.
Okay.
And everybody was in on this prank to prank the ultimate prankster.
Okay. It's like that, huh?
They gotcha.
All right. All right. You got me.
Bye.
Whatever. You got me. All right.
Yeah, you know you would have been nervous.
So now we can get on the plane and get back home.
Yeah, because you know they couldn't take it too long because I had to go.
Yeah. All right.
Had to go. I just can't believe that you would not stop going into the other room. But hey, whatever.
Check this out. He's a grown man, he makes his own decisions.
Okay.
So let's flip this up for you, T. Let's say you and your girls go to Cabo, whatever, you know, same scenario, you know, the male, exotic dancers, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And boom, boom, bam, your soon-to-be friend wants to go into the room.
My soon-to-be married friend?
Yeah.
Okay.
So do you stop her?
Oh, yeah.
You stop her?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So what if she's like, no, T, I'm, you know, I'm about to be married. I'm going to go.
Girl, no, you don't need all that. Come on. Hey, dude, it's no need. We're not going there. We're not going there. We're going to stay in this one room. We're going to have a good time.
Okay.
Now, what happens once I go to bed and they out the house, if she decides to let them back in, that's on her. But no, we
don't do that. Your watchful eye.
We don't do that. We don't.
So in your scenario, you the nervous person. Okay. Under your watchful eye, no, it ain't happening.
Yeah, it's
so it's no need to call the police and all that.
Nah, because you're not about to let this 5 minutes mess up or ruin the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, like I said, you don't know what's gonna go on behind those closed
doors. Oh, come on now.
Really don't.
Okay, well, they're not going back there to talk because you can sit right here and talk. So come on. And if he is stripping, no offense to any strippers, exotic dancers, whatever, they're being called. If you're getting halfway or butt naked in a club full of women, you are not ashamed to do it in a living room or wherever in front of 12 women. So yeah. There's something else going on in the bedroom.
All right. All right. So no champagne room for tea.
What's the champagne room, Bob?
And her friends, huh?
What's the champagne room?
The little Emma just calling the champagne room.
Well, what is the champagne room?
I just said, I'm just calling the champagne room, that little extra room, and y'all could have gotten by yourself. All right?
Okay, I just don't know what the champagne room is. Please enlighten.
So, I'm glad that, you know, you gave this scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, it was a good one. But I want our listeners to tell us, what would you do? Would you stop your friend from going in that room with a person that you don't know or they don't know? Or would you just let that ride? Would you say, hey, they're adults, they do what they do, and ain't my business.
Be like Bob and act like you don't see anything.
Ain't my business. All right? So you can listen to us on just about every social media platform, Real Talk with Bob and T. That's T-E-E. And also we're on Instagram at real_talkBT.
And you can catch us every Monday morning, midnight, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on 216 The Blend. Not only are we on 216 The Blend, you can catch other great podcasters as well. And make sure you stick around after us because at 9 a.m., 9 p.m., and 1 a.m., you have the Dr. Randy Show, On Call with Dr. Randy.
That's right. And 216 The Blend is on live 365.
What do they play? Right? What do we play? Yesterday's what?
Yesterday's R&B and hip hop.
There it is. All right. And you can always email us. Email us and let us know what you would do in this scenario.
Yeah.
Real Talk with Bob and TTEE at gmail.com.
That's right. And like always, everybody, live, love, laugh, and pray.
Enjoy, y'all.